thought some of you might like to know a little bit more about our drummer, whom we affectionately refer to as Animal.
Animal!
That's his name, actually. Animal, why don't you tell our audience, how long have you been playing the drums? One, two, three, five. 5 years,
five.
Huh? Yes, okay. Well, I guess your drums mean a great deal to you, huh?
Yeah. Oh, nice.
You like them more than food, I guess, huh?
They are food. Eat drums, eat cymbals.
How symbolic.
Bad pun.
Yeah.
Previously on Beer Coasters.
Let's crack it.
Ooh, roasted roastiness.
It's definitely like a better sweet.
Yeah, right off the bat, I'm getting...
See how clever we are?
Hello, and welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best in American craft beer from coast to coast and everywhere
coast
in between. I'm your host this week. My name is Mike. I'm from Boston, Massachusetts. And with me this week is...
Toby from Las Vegas, Nevada.
And Brittany from San Diego, California.
What?
We have a special guest this week. Beer Coaster Chris is still kind of laid up. So we got a special guest, Brittany from San Diego,
Hello.
California.
We're going co-ed this week.
Yes. Oh boy.
Transgender? No.
No. No, that's a completely different podcast.
Right.
We'll mention that later.
Plug that one later.
Okay.
So what are we doing on this podcast, Mike?
I'm glad you asked, Toby. On this week's podcast, for our fermentation conversation, we are going to try a North Coast Red Seal Ale from North Coast Brewing Company. Then we got a little hop topics this week, kind of an interesting discussion, I hope, from abrewnews.org, which we're going to thank today for sure.
Yeah. Big
for
shout
our
out.
Tasting flight. Yes, big shout out to beernews.org this week. For our tasting flight this week, Toby, what are you trying?
I'm trying a local brewery here in Las Vegas, Joseph James, and their Yabun Kitsuni, or Night Fox.
What the?
That was some pretty good Japanese there, Toby.
Thanks.
Britt, what are you going to be drinking for your tasting flight this week?
Well, being that the name of the show this week is Animales, I figured you couldn't have too many animals in the name of the beer, so I chose Flying Dog Snake Dog IPA.
Nice.
I think you win with the...
Yeah.
The,
I always
you
win.
You have more
snake
animals
dog.
In your title. For me, this week, I am trying... I'm glad you mentioned this, Animales, because I didn't mention that at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
This is all animal style. This is all animal ales, if you haven't guessed yet.
That's why I'm
we're
here.
We're doing it like they do it on the Discovery Channel today.
Yes, exactly. We ain't nothing but mammals. There you go. Now we know what the song to end with this week.
Okay.
So for my beer, I'm gonna try Rock Art Brewery's Whitetail, like Whitetail deer, you know.
So that's Rock Art, sweet.
Yes, Rock Art. The same. I've done them previously with the Vermonster, and we talked about that big controversy way back when.
Yeah.
With Monster Energy drinks, that was fun.
Jeez, I can't believe that was ever an issue.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. And we've had similar issues, too, before with, you know, whether it was labels or what, just recently with the Burning Witches on the label. And we talked about Santa's butt just recently.
Yeah.
And we'd spoken about that in previous podcasts.
Old Rasputin.
So, yeah.
That whole thing.
Yeah.
People are so sensitive.
I know. It's just all this political correctness.
It's beer. Come on.
No
exactly.
kidding.
We should drink it.
That's a great idea.
Oh, thanks.
So the rest of the show, I wanted to mention the rest of the show. We got our tweet of the week. We got a little backwash, some special little backwash that we'd like to talk about this week. And last call. But right now, we're going to drink some beer.
Come on and watch us drink some beer. We're going to talk about it. We're going to drink some beer. Yeah. This is a fermentation conversation.
Right.
Right.
Fermentation conversation. So, like we spoke about in the intro, this is North Coast Red Seal Ale. This is from North Coast Brewing Company out of Fort Bragg, California. Their website is www.northcoastbrewing.com. What were you going to say? I saw you were going to say something.
I was. Me?
Yeah, you.
I was going to say, you put Rudrick's on there, and this I just noticed that on the bottle. I've never noticed that before.
First time I noticed it, too, is actually doing my homework on the beer. it's Rudrick's Red Seal Ale.
Crazy.
The ABV on this beer is 5.5%. The IBUs are 42. Rate beer rates this 93 out of 100. Interesting note about this. This beer has won a number of like silver and gold medals in various beer festivals and whatnot. If you go to the website, you'll see it's, you know, at least a dozen or more medals. So the Beer Advocate users rate this a B+, and the Allstrom Brothers an A-. Let's crack it.
Allstrom Brothers are here this week.
Yes, they are. I actually tried this one. Ooh. Oops. I just smashed the microphone with my glass. That's got to make for some good audio right there.
Oh, yeah.
I did the same thing.
It's nice and clear. I got about a finger of off-white foamy head.
Yes.
Very carbonated.
I don't have that much head.
Yep. Tiny bubbles.
It's a clear amber, just straight amber color, I'd say.
I'm going, it's kind of a...
orangey.
Like a golden color, maybe a little bit of copper in there, but
yeah,
not as red as I would have expected it to be.
No, it's not dark at all.
Ooh, on the nose,
kind of a like a wet, grassy kind of smell.
I smell flowers.
The malt, there's a big like honey malt, and then there's that grassy earthiness.
Yeah, getting that honey. It's kind of like a stinky kind of damp. Yeah. Honey aroma.
Stinky honey.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what my wife calls me.
Let's take a sip.
Yeah, it smells nice.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Yes.
Very dry.
Yeah.
It is. It's kind of hoppy for a red ale. It's got that bitterness, but you could get some of that like caramel malt in there too.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, it's bitter, but it's not. I'm super sensitive to bitter. It's not my favorite thing, and this is not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of mixes up a little bit. It kind of goes back and forth. You get a little bit of the dry bitterness, and then you get that. Rounded out with that sweetness, and then it comes back to the very dry finish.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Have you done this before, Toby?
Yes.
About 77 times.
I'm working on my 78th right now.
Yeah. Episode number 78.
That's right. It reminds me a little bit of the, you know, Green Flash. They got that hop head red. Kind of like that. Not as hoppy as that, but. Kind of similar.
I still don't get the stinky honey reference. I don't smell that at all.
No. It's just kind of like a damp, kind of musty.
It's wet.
Well,
it's beer.
Good point.
That's right.
I'm glad we had you on this week.
Yay!
My beer is wet. Yes.
Beer is wet.
You'll be back next week.
Well, if you'll have me. If I haven't completely ruined your show.
It's kind of weird. There's something about it where I wouldn't say that it's creamy, but there's something smooth about it. And I don't know if it's because of the balance of between the malt and the hops, but
it's very liquidy.
There's something. Yes. Liquidy.
I would say, I mean, like I was telling you guys off mic that I was going to get a keg of this for a barbecue that I was having just because it was, it's more of a session beer, but it's more of like, I'll use Mike's words before, it's more of a craft beer drinker's session beer.
Yeah.
Whereas it still has that bitterness that I think not the average beer drinker could appreciate. So it's like Mike says, it's a craft beer drinker's
session. Yeah, but it's not overly bitter. And like I told you, I'm super sensitive to that.
If you're sensitive to it and you're not getting that bitterness, then that's a...
I get the bitterness, but it's not like, overpowering all over the place.
Right. Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, it is well-balanced. It does... it kind of reminds me of the Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, how there's that bitterness.
It is like that. I just think it's Sierra Nevada without, Sierra Nevada's kind of, there's an absence of that kind of malt that this has, that caramel malt. And I'm enjoying that, the caramel malt aspect of it.
Yeah.
Would you pair this with anything? Food-wise?
I think it would go good with some sandwiches. I don't know.
It could be a little
some
more
sandwiches.
Big. Okay, so I get Beer Coaster Brit says the beer is wet, and now Toby's pairing it with some sandwiches.
All right, Mike, you got to make this work. It's up to you.
I'm gonna go with carne asada fries.
No, I'm gonna say some grilled peaches or something. You know, caramel flavors, grilled peaches.
Oh. That's
like
good.
A grilled
That's
peach nice. Salad. Dessert.
We're big on pairing with desserts. We can always go. Yeah. With
I didn't say dessert. I said like a grilled peach salad.
If salad. That's different.
See.
But if you're grilling food, I'm in. You call it what you want. Call it breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Oh, French toast.
Friday night.
Ooh. With maple syrup.
French toast.
Ooh. French toast. Now
breakfast beer.
That's right. Beer. It's not just for breakfast anymore. Well, that's
nice.
It. It's a North Coast Red Seal Ale. If you get a chance, pick one up. It's pretty damn good.
It's good.
Beer news from across the country. This is Hop Topics.
Hop Topics.
That's right.
Tibbits.
So, this week's Hop Topic comes to you from beernews.org. If you go to our website, www.beercoasterspodcast.com, you can click on the Hop Topic section. This will be there, and you can comment on it and let us know what you think. The title of this one is the Brewers Association to petition TTB to allow for coffee, chocolate, tea, and beer. Britt, you want to read just a little bit of this so we can kind of get the gist of it?
Here's the Brewers Association's official response to today's news that the FDA will rule alcoholic drinks with caffeine added as unsafe. The press release below mentions only the TTB, not the FDA, by name. The TTB is the regulatory agency for alcohol in the U.S. and will ultimately enforce any rulings that come down on the subject. I'm really not sure whether this is just a precaution or if this is something that craft beer drinkers have to worry about. Anyway, here's the release that was sent out in the last hour or so. The Brewers Association announces today that it will formally petition the U.S. Tax and Trade Bureau, TTB, to conduct rulemaking on alcoholic energy drinks. The petition seeks to disallow synthetic and pure caffeine additions to alcohol beverage. Is... See, one beer and that's it. Right. I'm done. But allow incidental caffeine from the ingredients
that
have a long tradition in brewing, such as coffee, chocolate, and tea. The petition seeks to clarify that coffee, chocolate, herbs, spices, seeds, and fruit are ingredients that should remain available to brewers to make beers for responsible enjoyment by beer drinkers.
Okay. So Here's the thing. If they ban this, there's going to be so many beer styles that won't really be
available. They're trying to ban the artificial,
like Spark,
addition of caffeine,
right?
Stuff like that, because down Charlie Papazian from the Brewers Association, he's actually supporting the ban on direct addition of caffeine, but he does support, you know, brewers using cocoa and coffee, tea, chocolate, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But they just don't want to have that artificial injection of caffeine or something like that.
Well, if it's right, if it's written that way, then I agree as far as no artificial, absolutely, addition. But if it's somehow written in there where it's kind of a little ambiguous and all of a sudden you can't use, you know, coffee and chocolate and whatnot,
yeah,
and that beer would suck,
as well as tea, then
I think that the TTB is getting up, some, you know, money from the big three. Where there's
yeah, which is another thing they were talking about recently, which is of course, mm-hmm, completely off topic, which I often do. The big three right now has these lobbyists that are trying to pass all these regulations on trying to get calories from beer and whatnot. Now, all that stuff is costs a lot of money to do, like extensive, right, testing to figure out like the calories in the beers. So that would in turn put a shitload of brewers out of business,
right?
Because they can't afford that kind of testing. And I worry about little laws like that they try to pass that could basically just do a number of damages. And I'm wondering if something like this could be the same.
The same, you know, sort of things are happening in the restaurant industry, where people are now starting to have to post their nutritional facts for just about everything on their main menu. And I don't know. I think once the big three do it, the ingredients essentially will be there. So they'll know the calorie content and the fat and all that stuff for their particular ingredients. So they'll basically have like a database to pull information from.
Right.
So it may not be that expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, if that's the case, then, you know, I'm fine with it. But it's these little laws that it seems like they try to pass to basically just put a bigger expense on the smaller breweries to kind of keep kind of pushing them. Like, right, wait, prices do you go have up, this? Oh, whatever. Do you have the, you know, 873, you know, 4A. Oh, you don't have that form? Well, this form, you know, and to apply for a license to do this in your brewery, it's going to cost X amount of dollars. That kind of thing.
Right.
Just, you know, burns my ass. Pisses me off.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway.
Join in.
So that's our hot topic this week. If you want to check it out, yes, join in the discussion. We'll talk a little bit more next week if we get some comments on it. Give us your 2 cents. If you can afford more. Yeah. Then,
don't take away our chocolate.
Coffee.
Yes, don't take away our chocolate. You take away our chocolate.
Our chocolate? That's nice, Mike. People. Good job.
Did I say chocolate?
You did.
Sorry, Freudian slip. All right.
All right.
Let's drink some more beer.
Yes.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
Don't get off mic. Right?
That's good advice.
Thanks.
Oh my god, I swear if you guys get me in trouble.
West Coast.
Oh, we're not gonna get you in trouble.
We can't touch you. You're like 3,000 miles away from me.
Yeah, okay.
I don't have anything that long.
Oh, jeez.
Oh boy.
All right, so this is Toby out west. I'm out west too. We got two out
westerners. I'm further west than you are.
Yes, aww,
yes. From
coast to
coast.
She's even more west. I'm out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and today I am trying a local brew. This is Joseph James Brewing Company. They're out of Henderson, Nevada. This is brand new from them. I picked this up at the grocery store a few weeks ago because I was like, wow, something new from Joseph James in a bottle. And it's a Japanese-style Pilsner and it's called the Yabun Kitsune, or
I have to say,
Night Fox. Go ahead.
I didn't know there was such a thing as a Japanese style pilsner.
Yeah,
until you picked up this beer.
Isn't that what Sapporo is? Or is that a lager?
It's either a lager or I don't know.
Not like a rice.
Sapporo is not made with rice.
It's not.
No. Fine. Just because it's Japanese, you think it's made with rice?
All right. That's racist.
Great. So, yeah. Now I'm a racist beer drinker. Great.
So this is the Night Fox. It comes in at 5.2% ABV. There is absolutely no information about this on the webs on the internet anywhere. I think their website is down right now. They might be under construction, but normally you can follow them at, or you can find them at www.foxbrews.com.
I think you're lying.
No, I'm serious.
It's not a real beer. You made up that label.
It's homebrew. No. This is a 22-ounce bottle. A quick thing about Joseph James. They're, like I said, they're out of Henderson, Nevada. They've been brewing, gosh, I don't even know how long they've been brewing. Pretty recent, I want to say. But they have two different brewing systems in their brewery. They've got a 7-barrel Stromberg tank international brewing system and a 25-barrel Bohemian brewing system. So, ooh. And they... Right now, they've got about,
yippies!
I'd say, 10 or 12 beers that they brew. They do the Red Fox, the Russian Imperial Stout. I actually did them on the show when we had our Russian Imperial Stout show. That was them, Joseph James. So I'm going to go ahead and crack it.
All right.
Crack away.
Night Fox.
Whoa.
Any cool, like, Night Fox music right now? Dark? No.
Well,
darker than Red Seal, but that's not saying
yeah,
much.
It's,
no, I don't think it is.
It looks lighter
pale,
now.
It's a very
when you hold
pale,
it up to the light.
Yeah. Very pale yellow. It's a slightly cloudy. I got just a film of head on top. On the nose.
Get it. I think you're the only one we can actually hear smell the beer on this podcast. You're like...
I'm picking up some cardboard. Oh, seriously.
Seriously?
Cardboard?
Cardboard.
Yeah. There's a sweetness, like a sugary sweetness.
Sugared cardboard. Gosh, yeah, I think I might serve that on Thanksgiving.
I'm telling
Sounds
you, this
delicious.
Is, and I don't know.
It's like the most popular Japanese snack.
Cardboard is actually a, it's actually an aroma that you can pick out in beer, surprisingly.
Okay.
It's not I don't, usually good,
so
it's
skunk,
right?
But that doesn't
it
mean it's good.
Be, it might be negative, so. But yeah, straight
like
up.
Soap, and don't forget the horse blanket. That's another, like.
Yeah. No, horse
aroma?
Blanket, I think, is actually good.
Is it?
Where do you guys come up with this stuff?
Potato, potato.
Okay, I'm going to take a sip.
To each his own. Yes, the first time we heard horse blanket, I was like, really? That's really a descriptive flavor in a beer?
Wait, so, like a website described horse blanket as...
Yes.
You're it's kidding. It's an official beer flavor and aroma, I would say.
Horse blanket?
It's official.
Mostly in farmhouse ales.
Get it?
Oh.
No, it's not a joke.
Yeah, it's something like to do that. With the wild yeast, I think, or something like that.
Or the dirt that flies into their
barnyard
fermenters.
Funkiness, kind of like a stinky hay.
Barnyard.
Huh.
This beer, it's interesting. I mean, it does taste like a pilsner. It's very smooth.
Well, I know in some... Pilsners, because I read up a little bit about this when you it said Japanese pilsner that they do something with the barley that they somehow rinse away the gluten or
yeah,
do something with the husks of the barley or something.
Well, that,
I can't remember what it was.
That makes sense, actually, Mike, with washing away the gluten, because Joseph James is known for brewing gluten-free beer.
Yeah.
Huh.
So that makes sense. It's surprisingly smooth. There is, in the back of the throat, there is a slight burning sensation, almost like an alcohol warming, even though this is only 5.2. Not much on the mouthfeel. It's fairly watery, but slightly slick. I mean, you could chug this. There's almost, I mean, there, carbonation you can see, but you can't feel it. So it's very, very watery, and but the flavor, there's a
kind of metallic at all?
No.
From like the lager yeast? No?
Not at all. There's a little bit of bitterness in the end, but there's mostly this bready sweetness, almost like that Hawaiian sweet bread, but not that sweet. It's just, because you know how that Hawaiian sweet bread is very fluffy and light and... Mm-hmm. Airy,
eggy.
This, yeah, yeah, maybe a little. Yeah, I could see that. Yeah. It's actually, when I smelled the cardboard, I got a little worried. I thought maybe, you know, this could be negative. Maybe this could be
spoiled.
A skunked beer, spoiled. But it actually drinks pretty well.
Hmm. What would you pair it with? That'd be a tough one. If you pair it with sushi, you're fired.
I think it would go well with sushi. I think this
that's
would.
It.
I think
that's
this
it.
Would go good.
I'm out of
with...
here. See you later.
Something maybe gamey. So maybe some spicy duck. I think this would work with
Peking duck.
Pheasant. Yeah.
Mm,
works.
I kind of wish there was a little bit more body to it. But this is definitely chuggable. This is on my chuggable list. Oh. Yeah,
cool.
What do they call that when they poke the hole in the can and they drink
shotgun?
It?
Shotgun.
Is that what it's called?
Is it shotgunable?
I don't know. I'm not up on my college drinking games, clearly.
I want to say it reminds me. It does remind me of something. And I don't know if it's Tsingtao or one of those Asian beers or if it's closer to like a watered down lighter version of Pilsner Urquell or Heineken kind of, but it's very, cause Heineken, you know, is really skunky and really like bites your face off, you know, with all that carbonation and all that stuff. This is very smooth and it's like a watered down version of something like that. So
kind of cleaner.
Yeah, a little bit. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's Joseph James Brewing Company out of Henderson, Nevada. Yabun Kitsuki. No,
yum.
Sorry. Kitsune.
Maybe it'll be good with roasted fox.
Kitsuki. You don't say Kitsuki on this podcast. We're going to be like banned in Japan.
What is that?
Is that bad?
I'm sure it is.
Or better known as Night Fox.
And now, representing the middle of the country, it's time for
Brittany
to drink some beer and tell us what
she
thinks.
TFB.
That's me.
Yes.
Me, me,
this is our first ever Brittany tasting flight.
Yes.
Oh, so were we going to start off by asking Brittany how she found her way into the podcast this week?
Oh, boy.
Before she gets started.
I get a phone call this afternoon, and it's Renee. And obviously... Renee lives in Boston, and she says, hey, what are you doing tonight? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. Are you coming over? She's like, no, I wanted you to do the beer coasters for Chris tonight. I'm like, oh, gosh, I guess so.
That's exactly how much enthusiasm she had on the phone as well.
Yeah.
Like, well, if I have to.
It's a little bit more, than what we have. When we're getting ready to
guess. Whatever. Just tell me what I gotta do. And then, of course, I had to go buy a beer that, like, they only had one 12-pack in San Diego, and I had to go find it. And I was given the task of finding an animal beer, which initially I thought was
brewed with actual animals, but like I was confused. And
we did that show already.
Yeah, apparently. So I needed to find a beer with the name of an animal in the name of the beer, not in the actual beer. So once I got that cleared up, I was pretty good. And here I am with the flying dog, snake dog. I'm not exactly sure what that is. It's got a very strange looking label. It's very weird looking label. It's got this weird like monkey with a rattlesnake tail, but it's like a dog. I don't know. It's weird.
It's a snake dog.
It's really weird.
It's a cousin of the jackalope. You should know these things.
So, at this flying dog, snake dog thing that I picked up with all the animal names in there is from Flying Brewing Company out of Frederick, Maryland.
Oops.
And their website is www.flyingdogales.com. Oh, sorry. Flying Dog Brewing Company. Yeah.
Good job, Mike.
We do it.
You know what? I don't know if I believe if that Red Seal had less alcohol or more alcohol than you said it did. Anyway.
Well, you're only supposed to have one.
Shut up, Michael. And there's this little tidbit of information about this beer. Won a number of silver and gold medals in various beer festivals. I have no idea where. Thanks for that.
That's not supposed to be on there either. Sorry. That was my bad. I gave some bad beer notes.
Good job. Yeah.
To me, you know, to yes. Yeah, yeah, that's good stuff.
It's all my right, copy so and pasting skills. They're
7.1 ABV, IBUS are 60.
IBUS.
They are IBUs, International Bittering Units, right?
Yes, International Bittering Units.
IBUs.
Isn't there a guy named IBUS?
Well, there's a bird called an IBUS, and then there's Don Imus.
Imus, that's who I was thinking of. Okay.
Yeah, I like the way Toby wrote it. That's better.
Yeah. There you go.
IBUs. Yes. 60.
This is terrible. That's I'm doing fairly a better. Terrible job filling in for Chris. He's going to hate me.
I don't know. After reading the Hop Topic, you're hired.
Yeah, that was good.
No, I stumbled all through that thing. What are you talking about? Anyhow.
No, you obviously haven't listened to us read the Hop Topic.
Well, whatever. So,
where are we?
Rate beer? Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yes, rate beer.
Okay, 91 out of 100. I'm assuming that's the score you think that it was given by this particular beer. Rate. Beer Advocate users give this a B, and the Alstrom brothers give it a B-.
Ooh. Crack it.
Now can I open the damn thing?
Yes, you can.
God damn.
She's going to get sloshed.
Oh, I'm already there.
While she's pouring it's it yellow. Over, there's the ingredients yes, on this beer. They use, for malts, they use Crystal. And for
hops, look at that head.
Warrior.
Whoa,
Jesus. Wow.
That is a monster of a head. That's like a Yeti
Yikes.
Fist.
That's like four fingers.
That's like the Shocker.
Gross. Gross. Oh, you are so awful. It's really pretty color. It's really clear and bubbly. The foam is the
can
color.
Can she say that pretty color what? Here on the Beer
Coaster yeah, podcast? Yeah.
I'm a girl. Oh, wow. I can say whatever I want.
Okay.
Okay. It uses warrior hops. That's cool.
Ty's used
Warriors.
Those before.
Yeah. Come out and dry hop.
In fact, I think Columbus. He made a Warrior IPA.
He did. Yes. And we tried it on the show.
Yes, we
did.
Yeah,
I see. I remembered.
It was good. Totally but not dumb. As good as that. Was it the oatmeal stout?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's the one I think you guys liked best.
Yes.
Very clear.
Very nice. It is clear.
Yes.
I can see myself in it.
Can see me through it.
Yeah.
All right. So, smell it. You can smell it.
Yes. She's following directions very well.
Yes.
She's going to do well, this one.
I have no idea what I smell. It smells like beer.
That's okay. That works. There's no right or wrong here.
Yeah.
I definitely smell hops, but it's not very strong. Which is surprising for what it is.
Is it like a floral hop? Is it fruity? Is it like piney?
It's not like a... No, it's not earthy, woody, dirty. No. It's fresh.
That's good.
Fresh is good. Local is fresh.
Clean. Okay. I've got like half the head on my nose.
He's digging in.
Whoa.
It's really bitter.
Whoa.
It's really like... bitter. Whoa. All
right.
Yikes. That's a good IPA. 60
compared to the 45 of the Red Seal, so.
Yeah, it's almost twice as
bitter. Well, and it's like when you when you take a whiff of it as you're taking a sip of it, it's even more bitter. Oh. I told you I was really sensitive to
bitter. Good
thing
you didn't get a 12-pack of that.
Oh, no kidding. I've got some jumping cow in the fridge outside. You could try that one.
Well, I had a spotted cow that I almost did.
Oh, we could have done the cow show.
Cow beer show.
Oh, maybe that's... Yeah.
This week, cow beers.
This week, cow beers.
Steer beer.
Oh.
So it's better. You don't have to finish it if you don't want to.
I'm not going to. I'm going to let it.
I'm taking more sips to see if it's less bitter, and it ain't getting less bitter.
No, it's getting worse. Not my kind of beer. I don't like IPAs. I chose it because of the name, obviously. So I was told to get a animal beer, and can't get more animals than dog, snake dog, the flies.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
a flying snake dog.
If you like IPAs, I'm sure this is the beer for you.
All right.
And you can check them out at their website, which is www.flyingdogales.com.
Would you pair it with anything?
Heck no. I would not drink this again.
Just... Not a good beer with food for you, huh? All right.
No. You know, I guess like a sausage. I don't know. Or some curry. Yeah.
There you go.
Something spicy. That
works. Maybe. I don't know. Spicy or sweet even. You know, something to counteract that awful bitterness that so many people seem to love in a beer. I just happen to not be that person.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm one for balance. I don't mind if it's bitter. I just want there to be some other kind of substance in there. Like
you know, that's maltiness. It's the funny thing about my taste buds is that if there's bitter in there, it's a lot of bitter, like in an IPA or that. You remember that that IPL that we tried? That's all I can taste. It for some reason in my mouth, it just takes over.
Yes.
Very strange.
The bitter takes over.
Ugh.
All right.
So sorry.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for your
first tasting flight here in the Beer Coasters podcast, and we do appreciate it. Now it's my turn.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
Right. East Coast. That's what I'm talking about.
East Coast. It's my turn.
I am drinking... On my tasting flight this week, Rock Arts Whitetail. Like the white-tailed deer. That's how I got my animal in there.
Mm-hmm. Sneaky. Had,
mm-hmm.
Yes, that's sneaky.
This rabbit said white-tail.
Better than the spotted cow. I figured we could at least do wild animals instead of domestic animals.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway.
Like snake dogs. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, hey. You know, snake. Everybody has a snake dog these days.
That's what's more wild than a snake dog,
right?
I don't know any animals wilder than a snake dog.
And you're not allowed to have Red Seal pets either.
That's right. So anyway,
especially the Rudricks Red Seals.
Yes, Rudricks. So let's see. This is from Rock Art Brewery out of Morrisville, Vermont. Their website is www.rockartbrewery.com. The ABV on this beer is 5%. The IBUs are 100. That's wrong.
Snap it, I got that.
That's not right. I messed that up.
The EBUs.
Yes, the EBUs are not available. This is a blonde ale or a golden ale, as they call it. It's kind of classified. It's a little different between Beer Advocate and the website and whatnot. So,
what does the bottle say?
The bottle says golden ale, which is the same as a blonde anyway.
Yeah.
The ingredients golden, east, on west. This beer for malts, they use pit.
What?
But they use pale. They use wheat. And torrefied wheat, torrefied terrified? Wheat malts are used. Torrefied. No, it's terrified. No, torrefied.
Scared into submission.
No. I don't have time.
Should we ask the beer jargon guy about torrefied wheat?
I knew you were going to say that. All right, let's ask the beer jargon guy.
And now time for craft beer jargon.
For this week's beer jargon, the term is a torrefied wheat. Torrefied wheat has been heat treated to break down the cellular structure, allowing more rapid hydration and malt enzymes to completely attack the starches and protein. A torrefied wheat can be used in place of raw wheat when making Belgian-style white and wit beers. Advantages over raw wheat include normal conversion time and higher yield. Add to the mash along with the malt. Mash as usual.
Okay. I hope that...
Thanks, Beer Jargon Guy. That, welcome back.
Yes. Yes. It's been a while since he's...
Cheers, my good man.
Since he's given us a definition for anything. Anyway, so besides the torrefied wheat, which we all know what that is now, they used Northern Brewer and Mount Hood for hops.
Nice.
Let's see, Rate Beer.
Hey, my neighbor's growing Mount Hood.
Really?
Cool.
Yeah.
How about that?
Two other ones, I don't remember their names, but yeah.
Sweet.
You know, the hop plant is actually a very beautiful plant.
Yes, it is.
It's beautiful. It's viney and green, like I'd a different like color green than
yeah. It's kinda very vibrant green.
Yeah, like it's not like grass, and it's not like a pine
normal
tree.
Vine.
It's like, yeah, it's like this really like chartreusey pucy.
Chartreusey pucy. You heard it first here on the Beer Coasters podcast. So you're gonna love the ratings on this beer. It's Rate Beer rates this a 14 out of 100.
Whoa!
Ugh. And you sure that's right?
And it's 9 out of 100 to style, which we don't usually use that rating, but I figured it was so low that I just had
dang,
to
that rate is it.
Yes, I may have a pecan harvest first on my hands.
Yikes.
Beer Advocate users rate this a B-, and the Allstrom brothers did not bother with this beer. It's not available. Their rating is not available.
I think the lowest Rate beer that we had was 13. So I think.
And what really? Is this one?
14.
14.
We may. I don't think we've had anything less than a teen rating. I don't think from Rate beer.
Oh, there we go. It's yellow. It's very clear, very yellow. Maybe half a finger ahead if I'm lucky.
Your shirt's making it look red from here.
Yeah, well, it's not.
It's yeah,
pretty
not
pale.
Not to me.
It is blonde, as the name
just like you like
states.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry about my comment earlier, Renee. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. There's kind of a spice on the nose, kind of I want to say, no, it's almost like a...
Is it dingleberries?
No, none of those.
Which are very spicy.
Yes. That would have been the end of my tasting flight.
I don't know. They gave it a 14. You'd think it'd be really awful smelling.
It's actually not too bad. It's actually maybe even a little bit of banana on the nose.
We have lower standards here on the Beer Coasters podcast.
That's the yeast. The banana
is
the yeast. Because Ty's used that yeast before, and the whole freaking garage smelled like bananas for like 3 weeks.
Yeah. That's
it's the esters.
Bavarian yeast. It's got kind of a grassy, I don't know, like hay. Not quite the barnyard that we were talking about, but
Brittany, you're cut off.
I wanted to mention that to get rid of the bitterness of her tasting flight beer, she washed it down with the Red Seal, which was nice, and we can appreciate that.
Yes.
Thank you.
I got to take a sip.
Yeah.
Yes, please get this over with.
God. Wow. There is, it's not very refreshing. It's kind of a dank, it's got this spiciness, but it's not... I don't even know what spice it's in here. It's got a very damp, musty taste to it. I can still smell the banana, maybe some like cereal grains, like very light. The mouth feels okay, but the flavor is just there's not much to it at all. It's got kind of a musty dampness, and there's not much to it.
Nice. Waste o' money.
Hmm. Maybe there's a little bit of that honey to it, like the honey that we were talking about earlier, but almost like a, I don't know, it's kind of hard. It's almost like a honey maltiness, but it's I don't know. It's not a good flavor.
Is it like, since you could have horse blanket as a description, could you also have, like, dish towel? Horse blanket
might be in here. If I've tasted horse blanket before, I might have an idea of what it tasted like. But I don't know.
You know, this may deer be horse blanket and horses are kind of like, they. I would imagine they smell so the
maybe
same.
They did brew with the animal. Maybe I got the wrong
See?
Deer. Damn it.
Deer fur.
So those aren't footprints.
Hooves.
Damn it. Okay.
What are they? If they're not footprints.
Food pairing. Let's go. Roll it.
It might have been what the deer left behind, if you know what I'm saying.
Aww.
It's not... I don't know if I would pair it, like what I would pair this with. It's not... It's not a good flavor. It's tough for me to pair food with this.
You pair it with a Red Seal.
Yes, that's a good pairing. maybe some seafood, like a
crawfish.
There you go. I'll go with that. We'll try it. And
crawfish
see if it
are
kind
dirty.
Of brings out... Yeah, I'll go with some dirty crawfish.
All right.
Down on the south now. Come on now, y'all. Come on now down here. Right. Y'all have some crawfish down now. Yeah.
Well, normally I'd say, you know, check this out if you get a chance, but I don't know. I might pass on this one from Rock Art, and I've had some good ones from them, but I wouldn't say that this is one of them.
Aromalinger says, "Don't judge me, grocery store lady. I'm buying beer and condoms for the homeless."
It's the tweet of the week. Tweet of the week. It's the tweet of the week. Tweet, tweet. Tweet of the week, yeah.
Time for some backwash. Let's check the beer cup.
mailbag. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Time for some Beer Coasters email. So.
Oh, and we do have a phone call from Crazy Dave also.
We do?
So. Yes.
Well, let's play that first.
Fantastic. Okay.
Crazy Dave.
Hey, Beer Coasters. This is Crazy Dave calling in about Renee's comment on the 10-10-10 from Stone. Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of it either, and the type of wine grape they used was a Gewurztraminer. That's how you pronounce it. But anyhow, the beer was just not something for me, not for everybody, and Stone really needs to stop with this whole Belgian kick that they're on because it sucks. Anyhow, that's all I got.
All right. Thank you, Crazy Dave.
Thanks, buddy.
Our next piece of backwash comes from Andrew via the guest book. I'm guessing he just kind of stumbled upon our website because he was searching for Beer Coasters and found us. Well, we are the Beer Coasters, so I think he came to the right place. He says that rhino was so funny. He's referring to our image this week, which is a rhinoceros drinking beer. Yes, of course it's funny. Why? What wouldn't be funny about a rhinoceros drinking beer? He says, I like rhinos very much. It's like, I also have a website about my hobby coasters, my hobby coaster sets. Maybe you can have a look. And he gives us his URL, which is coaster-set.com. And he's got his little hobby website of beer coasters. So if you get a chance, if you're into beer coasters, you can check it out. He says he still only has like text and still trying to figure out how to work the website. I wanted to give him a plug because I figure, Andrew, if you have friends that are into beer, as well as coasters, send them our way. And, you know, thank you for signing our guest book. And
hopefully
you keep listening to the show. And like I said, if you know anybody else that likes beer, send them our way. Thanks. Last call.
Already?
That's right.
Hot! Last call.
All right. First up, pint ratings. Toby, what you got?
Oh, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh.
You're first.
Well, let's see. The Red Seal. I like the Red Seal, man. That's good stuff. But like we said earlier, this may not be for the casual beer drinker. It may be a little on the bitter side, but you know, Brittany, she liked it. She didn't think it was too bitter.
Yeah, I didn't. It was really good.
So,
what the average beer drinker likes, I think we just don't know. We're out of touch with the average beer drinker.
Yeah, maybe. I'm gonna go. I really, really like this. I heard some rumors that North Coast might be changing distributors, so hopefully we'll still get them here in Las Vegas. That's just a rumor, though. So. But I like it, man. I'm going to go 4.5 on this one. It's
nice.
It's tasty. It's good stuff and it's sessionable and you know, I'm big on the drinkability here on the show. So
yes.
This has got some good drinkability. Good balance. Yes. Great balance, you know. For the Yabun Kitsune from Joseph James, the Night Fox. I don't know what to say because there's not a whole lot going on, but yet it's not bad. You know what I mean? It's drinkable. It's not very flavorful, but it's drinkable. And I think that if you like showed up at a party with a few 22s, I think people could drink deuce, it and deuce. Enjoy it, and you know, it's not bad. So I think I'm just gonna
check
go
out
with
this Japanese pilsner. I got 22s of this Japanese pilsner. You gotta try it, man.
Get your 22.
It's not outstanding. It's not something to write home about. I mean, it's not like, oh wow, this is a great version of a Japanese.
It's no
pilsner.
Red Seal.
It's no Red Seal.
Yeah, it's no Red Seal. So I think I'm going to go with 2.5 on this one. It's right. Kind of middle of the road. It's not horrible. It's not good. It's not great, but it's not, you know, whatever. 2.5.
Mm. Nice. All right, Britt, what do you think?
I actually really liked the Red Seal.
For is that what we're talking about? Am I losing my mind?
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, I liked it. I was actually really surprised that with all the hops that you could smell in it and all the hops that you could taste in it, that it wasn't like overpoweringly bitter. But so for me, I actually liked it. I think I gave it a 4.
Thanks.
That's,
cool.
Yeah, for me, I liked it. That other one, oh, the dog, snake, dog. Man, that one killed me. In fact, I want to go pour out what I have next to me because the smell of it is so...
Wow.
But again, that's just me. If you like your bitter IPAs, hey, this beer is for you. Not for me, maybe for people who like IPAs. I don't know. It's just not for me, so I'm going to have to give it a 1.
Oh, 1.
Snap.
All time low.
I think it is.
So for my pint ratings this week, for the Red Seal, I give it a 4. I think it's just a really solid red ale. It's got some good hops. And I think, yeah, it's bitter, but Brittany said that it wasn't bitter. And I'm looking at the IBUs, and they're only 45. So maybe there's just something that we're kind of attributing to bitterness that maybe we're just getting more hops out of it. It's not necessarily... like straight bitterness of some beers, so I don't know. It's interesting to kind of hear that it's not that bitter because I think of it as a hoppy red, and I don't know.
It's a West Coast red. Anyway,
yes, it's a West Coast red for sure.
West Side.
American red. So anyway, that's my pint rating for that. For the Rock Art Whitetail,
yuck.
I like the aromas. And I think the body of the beer was okay, but the flavor, it just was not, it's just not enjoyable, and I gotta give it a 2. And that's being generous, honestly. I'm giving it a 2. No offense to Rock Art, because they do some good beers, but...
Of course.
Man, yeah, I would not recommend that beer.
We gotta give some red ink every once in a while on the show.
Yeah, every once in a while, we gotta be...
Mean. It just so happened that, you know, these three beers were up against the Red Seal, so...
It's hard to battle with
it's
the
It's a fact
the
to follow.
Seal.
Yeah.
So, as far as the individual shout-outs this week, I wanted to give a shout-out to Adam at beernews.org.
Yeah.
He added us to the beer or craft beer websites list.
Thank you, Adam!
Yes.
What is it? Beersage? Beer's Age?
Beer's Age, yeah.
Beer's Age.
Yep. And yeah, so that's super cool. We've already gotten, you know, references and whatnot to our site, and we appreciate that. Any shout outs you want to give, Toby?
I would say check out foxbrews.com, but like I said before, I think there's sites under construction. But you could actually go to the Nevada Brewers Association, and they actually have a whole page about Joseph James Brewing Company through the Nevada Brewers Association. So if you want to learn more about them and also help support Nevada Brewers Association, you can check out, I think it's just NevadaBrewersAssociation.com.
All right, Britt, do you have any shout-outs this week? Anyone?
Gosh, you guys know who I'm going to shout out to.
Yeah.
Beer Coaster Ty.
Nice.
Allowing me the
opportunity. If we haven't mentioned it yet, that Beer Coaster Ty is actually Brittany's husband, if we didn't mention that already. I don't know if we've mentioned that on the show.
Hi, honey.
Sorry, can I jump in real quick? Sorry.
Yes.
It's Nevada Brewers Guild. .org.
Hey, you were way off.
Nevada the Brewers Guild. Yes, I was way off.
Jeez.
Beer Coaster Ty, you the man.
Yes, you are. Yeah. And then some.
Nice.
My hero.
All right, yes. So the other thing, don't forget Discovery Channel Brewmasters with Sam Caglione. It premieres Sunday, November 21st. Check it out. Brewmasters on Discovery Channel. It's going to be cool.
Yeah.
We're going to spread the craft beer
very
love.
Excited. Very excited.
Yes, I can't wait. Follow us on Twitter. We are Beer Coasters Pod. And Facebook as well. We're on there. We submit
Would
stuff.
Did you call that a
comment.
Twiggity tweet?
We love it. What?
Twiggity, twiggity, tweet?
We tweet.
Twiggity tweet?
Yes. We twiggity tweet. So, yeah.
So, check out the Wiggity website.
Oh, wait. let me jump in there real quick. I'm lagging.
Toby missed
apparently.
Yeah.
Can you...
But thanks for staying on top of things, Brittany. At least that's
you know, I'm just trying to follow the rules, you guys, and you keep screwing it all up for me. Yeah. I thought Toby's backwash stuff was all done, and I'm all confused and drunk.
It's all right.
For comments, suggestions, your favorite beer, your favorite bar, email us backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com. You can also call our audio backwash hotline at 339 Backwash. That's 339 BAKWASH.
Drunk dialing encouraged.
Yes. Please do. It's so much fun.
And check out the Wiggity website at beercoasterspodcast.com. You can also subscribe in iTunes and also at podcast.com.
Wait.
Woohoo!
Yeah, we're like rated like 5 stars on podcast.com.
Yeah. They love us
to
over
the
there.
Yeah.
Cafe Press, don't forget, if you want some beer, coaster swag, your steins and t-shirts and stickers and things, cafepress.com/beercoasterspod. Tell your friends, and tell your friends' friends. Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it.
And, of course, go to Aces and Ales whenever you're in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's a great little beer bar here in town. They're always doing tappings every week. They actually have coming up in December, I think. It's the first weekend in December. Or the first week in December, they're doing Orange County takeover. So it's like 5 or 6 breweries from Orange County that are going to take over all the taps at Aces and Ales. So it'll be pretty sweet. We'll talk more about that in upcoming shows, but... Yeah, at the Aces and Ales in Las Vegas, Nevada. And don't forget to support your local brewery by drinking local, because what?
Local's fresh. Is fresh.
I'm so out of the loop. Okay. But don't drink and drive. So that's just dumb.
It's true. She's right.
Stupid.
That's it for this week's edition of the Beer Coasters Podcast. Cheers.
Animales.
Animales.
Oh, yeah.
Animales.
This one's for you, Rule. Rule loves our ching sound.
Yes. Oh, nice.
Thinks it's great that we're in 3 different states and we still ching.
Cheers. It's the magic. That's the magic of radio.
Cheers.
Cheers. Bye.
Cheers.